Good morning, you're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Santo Torcivia with Market Insights. Santo, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. How are you standing on the vaccine? You had your shots yet?
I have my first round, okay. So I'm ready to go for the second.
All right.
And then I'll be ready to go anywhere on an airplane.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting back on the road. You know, the last 10 days or so, I've talked to two economists, and I thought it might be good to talk to the one that's on my speed dial. So this give our listeners a little run-up on what's going on. You did just publish in March your Market Monitor. That's a quarterly report you put out. We're still, Floor Focus and Market Insights works together on the annual report in May. We're still working on those numbers, but I thought I'd just share real quick some pieces out of your Market Monitor. You've got every category down in single digits. I guess the one that's down the most would be carpet and rug. And this is comparing 20 to 19. And then you've got resilient up double digits, up 11.2%. So that's still kind of the message, been the message for several years, right?
Yeah, that's the clear message that's going right now. And the question becomes, when does specifically LVT reach equilibrium? When does it stop eating into other products and level off and grow at the rate of the market? It hasn't done that yet. It's still sprinting. We'll see what happens there.
Yeah. Well, the other economists I've talked to have highlighted some of the strong points of the marketplace. One little new data point was the architectural billing index for February was up over 50. That's the first time it's been positive since February of last year. So that's positive, isn't it?
Yeah, and we should probably see a turnaround in overall commercial in the start of next year. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe just a little bit into it. I think commercial is going to come back as the economy opens up more and more, because a lot of the big states have closed down, and the results we're seeing, which are fairly positive, mm-hmm. are despite the fact that there are closures out there in some of these big states like California and New York and Illinois, even Pennsylvania just started to open up where I am. Once this all kicks back as we get into the summer and fall, the results on commercial will probably be seen next year. People will fix up, redo, and expand. That takes a while, as we all know.
Yeah. Let's hit on, just for a quick second, the GDP. The fourth quarter was revised for the third time, the fourth quarter of 2020, up 4.2%, I believe. But for the year, I think the read is a negative 3.6, right, for 2020?
Right.
And I looked in your Market Monitor. You're calling for 21 to potentially give us a 4% growth. Is that right?
Now it's even a little higher, looking maybe 5 to 6.
Yeah.
And that's still with commercial just starting to come on. So
yeah.
Housing has been going gangbusters.
Right.
The one thing that has been contended in housing for a long time is we're short about 3 million houses. We don't build as many as the demand would require. Mm-hmm. We're starting to play catch-up. I think also you're starting to see manufactured housing come on.
Yeah.
As the prices go up on the new home. We're looking forward to the rest of this year and 2022. Right now, we're bullish on both years.
All right. What's the little danger flag that's out there?
Inflation.
Okay.
My God. We're taking on debt. I don't want to use a metaphor, but we're taking on a lot of debt. The money supply is up hugely. You know, effects down the road, higher interest rates, weaker U.S. dollar, higher prices. And as inflation rises, prices rise. And the more money we pay because of inflation, the less we have to spend on other things. So, and then the government has to carry that debt. They have to pay the interest on it. So that steals from everybody. And the government doesn't seem to have any compunction about doing anything about it. I think their intention is to repudiate the debt at some point.
It's going to affect interest rates, and that's what's going to affect the housing market, which will affect the flooring market, right?
That's correct.
All right, so let's talk real quick. We're still, like I say, trying to figure out the final numbers for the May issue, but it looks like the specialty retailer in 20 over 19 did something between maybe flat to up 2%, and it's the home center that really gained maybe as much as 15% on the flooring side. So if we're just calling the residential side of the business, it might have been up as much as 4%, even though we had the pandemic and that terrible second quarter. Is that what you're seeing?
Yeah, despite how you want to argue about all the stimulus money and where it went, some of it did go into remodeling and new home purchases. So that has an effect, and we're seeing that effect right now. And the home centers, being heavily on the residential side, were big beneficiaries of that and government policies. Mm-hmm. The residential business has held up well.
Yeah. One of the things you track is imports, and imports were up, was it 4% in 2019?
Yeah. And dollar value, yeah.
Another big question for the flooring market is, what's going to happen with trade with China? What's going to happen with tariffs? Still an unknown for now, right?
Yeah, and the current administration contends they're going to keep the same policy with China. I think we're going to start to see, as many of firms have, several firms have announced, they're onshoring some of their LVT production here. The tariffs and some of the actions of the ITC basically knocked China totally out of the ceramic business in this country. That remains to be seen whether anything else occurs like that in other categories. But right now, China is a main source of flooring products into the U.S. A little more expensive now because of the tariffs, but still going well.
Last little, I guess, big unknown is what's going to happen on the commercial side. We talked about the billing index, so there's probably still some sectors that will be slower than others.
The one area that I think you can count on is education. You don't have to watch TV much to see that a lot of school-age kids are coming into the country, regardless of how you feel about immigration. The fact is these kids are going to have to go to school, and they're going to go to school in buildings that are probably going to be expanded and refurbished. So.
Yeah. All right, Santo. Well, I appreciate you giving us a read. It's good to catch up with you on this Friday. Again, been talking to Santo Tursivia, who's a principal with Market Insights and a partner here with us at Floor Focus. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.